producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Miles is with us from Europe. Mike Parsons is in the studio. I'm Vince Fennelli. And we're talking about hydraulic failures. We're talking about logistics. We're talking about cooling system problems on all kinds of equipment, including automobiles, trucks, and farm equipment. Mike Parsons was telling me the story yesterday and just during the break about a small problem that he had with a tractor, an imported tractor. And this is something that will impact all of us in some respect. It really will. This is a story about he needed to get something as simple as an oil filter for his tractor. But what he wanted to do was do a better job. And he wanted to have a lower cost in the long run solution for this imported oil filter. And he's going to tell us a story about what he went through to try to get a simple part. And this is the kind of thing that Miles has been talking about. It's getting more and more difficult, and we're going to have to figure a lot of these things out for ourselves. So, Mike Parsons, please share that story with us about all you wanted to do was get an oil filter, right?
Yeah, I recently acquired a Chinese tractor. It's a Genma 454 LE. It was a tractor that was actually manufactured on a dirt floor in a warehouse in a plant in China that they make other brands of tractors, and now they've got a concrete floor, and they're manufacturing the Mahindra brand. But this tractor came to the United States with, instead of an oil filter where the oil filter would go, they have a fuel filter made in China. And as most people know about oil filters, they have a bypass valve, which is a diaphragm with a spring behind it, which when your filter gets too loaded up, it will bypass the filter, allowing the oil to continue circulating. Well, a fuel filter doesn't have that. And when it gets clogged up and full, it just stops filtering, which can be devastating to an engine. And so I wanted to find a better solution. I wanted a real oil filter, and I wanted to eliminate having to order a Chinese fuel filter that would take about 2 weeks to get there and cost me about $20 in the process. And so I removed the filter, and I found the threaded male adapter that was a M22 by 1.5. It's a metric thread. And, I'm 54. I remember back when I could go to any number of machine shops and take them apart and say, hey, can you make me this? This has got a different thread. I want it to be just a threaded pipe. And the machinist would put it in the You take a piece of pipe, chuck it up, and cut the threads, cut it off, here you go. Literally within 30 minutes, I'd be walking out the door. Well, not so fast. The part itself, I would have to replace the entire oil filter housing, $35, but it's going to take 2 weeks, and I don't have that kind of time. So I started looking around. Parts manufacturers, well, they're hard to come by. I found a couple of machine shops, and they said, well, yeah, we'll make this, but it'll cost you because it takes 2 hours to set up the CNC machine, and then it'll only take, maybe 30 seconds to spit out the part, but the 2 hours to set up the machine will cost you $100 an hour, so it's $200. So that wasn't cost effective, and I looked around, where can I find this type of a little male adapter threaded pipe in another application? And at the hydraulics hose location, I found that they actually had these fittings. Of course, they're very proud of those things, but I was able to get it, screw it into the existing oil filter housing, and spin on a Fram PH2 off-the-shelf, less than $4, real oil filter, or any variant thereof, that will work. And then I'm back in business without having to wait weeks or spend hundreds of dollars. And it's just a matter of trying to apply what knowledge I had in different areas to find a suitable replacement part that's being used in a different application.
Mm-hmm. Conversions. The secrets behind our future in farming is having the ability to convert things to something else. So we already face situations like that when we have like tractors that have some specialties on there that we have to convert them to something else here.
Mm-hmm. And Mike Parsons was telling me another story, which is almost hard to believe. I'm not saying it's not true, but it's a story about the oil that came in this tractor. Mike, would you share that? Because this is not something that we are used to in Europe, and we're not used to this in America.
It is, and this is a manufacturer that was brutally honest, not only with themselves but the customer, to the degree that in the owner's operating manual, it says in the very front page, notice, do not start engine until you remove the drain plug from the oil pan, drain the engine oil, and replace it with modern oil found in your country. That's because the oil that they were getting in China was not fit to be used as a lubricant in these engines, and they knew that in Europe and or United States, we had better refining processes apparently and better quality oil, and so they wanted us to start off with a better quality oil. And somebody said, well, that's just some type of packing type of grease. No. It was the best oil they could get. Realize this was a company that started off of a dirt floor, but they were honest enough with themselves and their customers. They wanted us to know that, and so I've got this owner's, even though I'm not the original owner, I thought that was quite interesting that they would advise us to immediately drain what they put out in the product from the factory, get rid of it, and put in fresh oil from your country.
Miles, have you heard of that? You know, I've heard of, you know, the oil that's put in the first time so that you can fire up that engine and flush it right away and get the machining fragments that are left behind so they don't do engine damage. But I had not heard that there was an oil that's just not of the quality to run the vehicle. You know, like break-in.
I haven't heard about that. Like the break-in oil, I know about break-in oils.
Sure.
You exchange them pretty quickly after that. But that you, this kind of oil you were talking, you were elaborating to, I don't know about that. But to be honest, we have only makes and models here that are pretty regional or pretty European. So I didn't come across a Chinese make tractor yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got an Ag King that's made in the same building, they market it in Europe under different names. Ag Pro and Ag King are made in the same location.
Okay.
So, Miles, what we're discussing here is that we are becoming, we're having to become more clever, more innovative, and we have to adapt things that we can find to problems that we have. So workarounds is what we're doing. And what Mike Parsons was talking about is, you know, finding a long-term solution to a filter that he may not be able to get readily, and it's too right. expensive anyway.
Okay, let me go into the concept of building a something like a friendship with other farmers. We have an association here, and I don't want to use that word association because I just found out Lark from Texas is listening in. Shout out to you. Happy that you're back and that your health is great again.
Right.
So greetings to you. So let's say a friendship between farmers or between shop owners and between people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has certain problems, and if you can share the load of these problems or help each out and finding out what kind of skills and what kind of needs somebody have and what kind of interests and hobbies there are that you can support each other. things are starting to get easier. And this is basically how we started here in the village, and how to find out what the metal guy with the CNC machine, what he needs. And we found out, okay, he has three children. He needs somebody to, and his wife died 2 years ago, so he has a problem in watching the children and operating a shop. Mm-hmm. So we found somebody volunteered to look after the children, to make homework with them while he was doing the projects, his projects, the projects even for the farmers here. And so it grew. And right now it's just the right time to start something like that in your neck of the woods, because harvest is over, mm-hmm. almost over, and now Thanksgiving's coming up, and you have the opportunity to get to know your neighbors and bake a cake. Yeah, just deliver a piece of cake to them and say hi to them, and maybe share the idea and how you can help each other if things go downhill. That's how we started here.
It, Miles, that is so, so important. And sometimes I'm on the radio, and I will hear outside the studio window a truck pull up down our driveway. We have a stone driveway, gravel driveway, and you can hear the tires going over the stones. And a lot of times it will be one of our neighbors, no announcement, no phone call saying, hey, listen, I'd like to come over. Is it okay? One of our neighbors will just show up, and he'll bring a bag of tomatoes or a bag of peppers and tomatoes.
Right.
And so I'll be on the air, and he and my wife will just have a cup of coffee in the kitchen. He'll stay a couple minutes and leave. And then if he has a problem with his computer or something, that his equipment that he needs some advice or counsel or some of my help, he'll call me and he'll say, hey, listen, I've got this problem. What do you think I should do? And I'll say, I'll be right over. And so we help each other. And now we don't have a whole village. It's just a few of us that do these things. And I got, Miles, one of the words that I hear when your name comes up, like Joey from Michigan will call me and he'll say, I'm so jealous of Miles because... Well, because of the village that you have created. He is jealous because, and I as well, and I'm sure Mike Parsons as well, we can't develop that village. We can get a few friends together. We can have a meetup where we all, you know, are on the same page, but we don't all live near each other. So we're scattered over.
You're right. Okay, we're going into a break.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And let's build that village right here, right now.
Okay, let's build that village after the break.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Parsons with us, Miles in Europe. I'm Vinfinelli. This is USAPrepares.com. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly
simple sacro wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Miles in Europe, Mike Parsons in the studio, and Mark in Pennsylvania. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Vincent, I very much appreciate you're on this topic. It's been on my mind for a long time. I've tried to share it with my friends back there in Missouri, and for the listeners, I am originally from Missouri, from the rural areas. This idea of cooperation and collaboration, people got to step out, you know, put aside their egos and their little big fish in the little pond thing, or king of the mountain ideas and start working together. And, you know, like the Amish do, you know, when the Amish need to build a house or a barn, they set aside what they're doing and they come together and many hands make light work. Okay.
Right.
And they can put together a barn in a day. You know, with 100 people coming together with a focus, hammer and nails, screwing screws, whatever, you know, they got the thing done. So,
Mark,
why can't – go ahead.
You know why the Amish do that, don't you? It's because, well, if they go fix their neighbor's barn real quick, okay, they're done. The neighbor's back on his feet. He keeps his cows and his goats in the barn, and the neighbor's wife's not coming over asking them for favors. Ongoing forever and ever and ever. The sooner you help your neighbor get back on his feet, it's going to be less of a burden upon you. And the stronger the entire community is, when times get tough, the stronger the community can support itself.
Yeah. The other thing that comes up is our skill sets, the knowledge, the experience, the skill sets, the mentorship. Where's that gone? What, we have to depend upon China for our machine shops? Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous.
Well, Mark, you need to skip that mentorship. You are your own mentor from now on because you cannot look to anybody. There's many opportunities on the Internet even to find out how you do things. And I give you an example. I didn't paint a car. I haven't painted a car before. I had to learn that. Well, I had to paint the car twice because the first time it didn't turn out where I rebelled, but the second time it turned out pretty okay. So now I know the hooks and the crannies with that. But you have to go forward and look at these sectors that will be important for your life and how you then can offer that to your neighbor and tell them, like, look, for example, Vincent opens a new project with him. Okay, I do hydraulic repairs for my neighbors. And you just communicate that. And what I will do is I will mark up only like what it costs and plus, let's say, 10-15%, only that it's cost effective for me that I don't put money on there. And if you have a problem, I will help you.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And by the way, I do. I've taken it upon myself. I learned how to rebuild my engine on my own. But that was back in the day before the Internet. Now, the Internet's a rich resource with all the YouTubes. You can learn anything, pretty much. But it's still, and that's kind of like still reading it through a book, you know. But it's still good to have the hands-on, and that's kind of missing. It is missing from our, you know, the skill sets that, like in Europeans, see, Miles, and you're in Europe, and I know somebody's from Germany, and grew up there, and same age as we are. And the Germans have this, you know, when they have a sense of the trades. They still have a keen sense of the trades and teaching the younger people a trade and like really being keen on that trade or that skill set. And we got to start working together. And I know, Vince, you're doing your part to bring people together and work together. My idea of it was to bring together what I call smart teams, where people have a core base of knowledge in a certain area, and then they help. They can bring that together for people surrounded by maybe 20 or 50 or 100 people if they need to focus on somebody to help out a neighbor. And then, and in the course of that, people will pick up other their skill sets, you see. So, because no one of us can do it all, really. We're in this together. And I just wondered, Vincent, how is that working back in Missouri? I mean, is it working? Do people are they people still on the king of their little hill and they want to, you know, they're profit motivated versus trying to work things out and help each other out? How's it working?
I think we're still kings of our own little hills, and we're trying to break that mold. So that, and that's one of the reasons why Mike Parsons is here on the farm. We're trying to break that mold, and we're trying to expand. Mike, how would you say what we're trying to do?
Let's catch us after the break.
Yep, and then Miles is going to help us build a village. Mark in Philly, thank you so much for the call. Class, this is USAPreparedness.com. We're building a village, and Mike Parsons is here to help that process. And Miles is going to teach us how it's done in Europe when we come right back.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Miles in Europe. Mike Parsons across the studio. So, Mike, you've been here for... we rode around the afternoon yesterday, walked miles through the woods. By the way, did you get any ticks on you?
I did not.
What do you think that, why is that?
I don't know. Either there's no ticks or maybe it's that stuff you sprayed on my clothes.
The cedar side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get any either. But, you know, a couple days before, Mrs. Finelli had ticks on her. So I think it's a cedar side.
I think so, too.
Yeah, yeah. So Mike Parsons, we were in the truck yesterday. What did you see? Can you describe that? Oh, maybe the land that doesn't seem to have a lot of damage, the sparse population. Tell us what you saw, and then let's build a village with Miles.
Very few people, very few cars, beautiful blue skies with not a chemtrail in sight.
That's just for a couple minutes. So.
Beautiful. but the people that we met were courteous. Going down the road, is gravel road, which was the norm, the guy coming towards us on a four-wheeler, and we pulled over, and he pulled over and waved and let him pass, and of course, you waited to let him go so that you didn't kick up a cloud of dust, nor did he kick up a cloud of dust. That just respectfulness towards each other was something that you don't see too often, and that's what you find in a community. And the cool thing about this place is that there is an abundance of land available that, this is a place that people can live independently as much as they want, but work together as much as they want. And you don't have a bunch of dependency. And unfortunately, in big cities like Memphis, it's the land of the dependents, where you've got government types that produce nothing but draw a paycheck, and then, you know, they continually raise taxes and predate on the public and slowly incorporate Agenda 21. And you've got, you know, the contrast is here. It's no rules, just rights, as the saying would go.
Yeah, there are very, very few rules. I mean, was that guy on that four-wheeler coming toward us? You know, he saw us from, let's say, an eighth of a mile away, and he pulled over. I mean, he pulled over and stopped. We saw him, same time we pulled over and stopped. And, he realized that we were going to let him go so it wouldn't make dust, you know, for him to breathe, because, you know, we were in the cab of the truck and he wasn't. But that's the norm. You saw another guy in another part, a few miles away, we were approaching with our trucks, and he pulled over and waited for us. And we were going to pull over, except he already pulled over. He saw us first. And that's common. And he pulled way over, way too far over, you know, into the ditch so we could get by. He didn't have to pull that far over. He's just being a nice guy. That is what happens here.
Well, same thing here. We have when I'm going downhill, I sometimes have a tractor coming towards me with between 10 and 20 tons of wood on its back. So of course I pull over and let him get the swing to get by me, or things like that. This is the absolute norm that has to be.
Mm-hmm. It's a courtesy that should be instinctive, right? It's just everybody should think this way. Get off their cell phones, stop paying attention to themselves, and look around and be mindful of others and maybe others' needs. Miles, I don't know if this is what happens in your area, but if there's a funeral procession and the cars are coming toward you in a funeral procession, let's say there's 20 or 30 cars and they have their headlights on to indicate that they're all together, the oncoming traffic will all pull over to the side of the road and stop and wait. And is it necessary? Only because it's a courtesy. It is not necessary in terms of traffic. It is not necessary in terms of the law. It's just it's just something that the village here does. So if there's a funeral, all the cars, even if they're late for work, they pull over and they stop and they wait in line until the entire funeral procession passes by.
Same thing here, but here it's not allowed to do that with your car. Our cemetery is close to the churches that we do have here, so we have horse carriages where we do that, and traffic just stops or avoids then traveling there, just takes a detour to get to other parts of the village then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Miles, let's build that village. What do you recommend that we do? It's difficult. It really is, because
come on, Vincent, it's not difficult.
Well, I mean, it's not for me.
No,
but it seems to be difficult for others. It's not difficult for Mike.
Okay, you need to get off your butt. First thing, get off your butt. And there, if you want to do that, if you want to really start something, so you are the one that has to start it. You have to lead. You cannot follow. You have to lead. And it doesn't matter whether you have followers or not at first. That will come at some point in time. So you start with something, and you offer something to your neighbors that if they are in some kind of situation they need help with, that you will assist them with that.
Yeah, I totally
agree.
Just
one simple thing. Find two neighbors that have their interests in different fields. The one can be a carpenter. The other one can be a car mechanic. The third one can be an electrician. If you have a problem, let's help each other. Or things like if you have children that are in school and they have difficulties in school and they need help. Well, older folks who still know how to read books can help there.
That's a really good point. And, Miles, we used to have barbecues. We used to have family get-togethers. We used to have, you know, the aunts and the uncles and the cousins and the grandparents and the parents would get together, you know, a couple times during the summer and, you know, for Christmas. And they would have, you could call it a backyard party, a picnic. And we used to do those things in the 1950s and the 1960s here.
Stop right here. We do that. We do that deliberately. Like we do a barbecue. We have a barbecue, a grill out or eat out. Yeah. And we do hydraulic oil change for tractors. Like we just share the cost of a drum of hydraulic oil. And then we make a barbecue with it.
What a great idea. Mike, what do you think? Could you pull that off in your neck of the woods in Tennessee?
Unfortunately, I don't think where I live at the current time I could do that. I think that those people are just on a totally different planet from me. They're all about themselves, and they're more like the vultures sitting on the power line waiting for the poor soul to die so they can go pick his bones clean.
Well, you know, this is just one example. Like we started with motor oil. We did that with ATF. And then we started to have more... Yeah, you know, more followers or more friends, and we started then asking, "Hey, what's your skill? What can you do? What have you learned? What can you bring to the group?" Then, and so in the first year, it basically what we did was we were surveying the skills and having these barbecues or cookouts or in a barn fires where we bought tires, like we bought I don't know how many. Many tires for the neighborhoods here, like winter tire that are needed here or chains. So we agree on certain items that everybody needs or on certain services that somebody anyhow will need in the year. So this is how you start getting a group together.
I love the concept, and that's what I'm going to try to do here. I really am. One of the difficulties I have here, Miles, is I'm not from here. My accent is a little different. You know, coming from Virginia into the Ozarks, I'm not from here. There are families who have been here a long time. They're related to other families. There are bloodlines and. Well, you know, we just are not part of that. Is that the same with you, Mike Parsons?
Yeah, considering when I moved from Memphis to Tipton County, I moved 20 miles farther to the northeast, and I was immediately informed that you ain't from around here, which meant you're not one of us. Don't even try to engage yourself in what we do, but we want to know everything about what you do. So it's tribalism at its worst, unfortunately, and I try to tell people, look, you know, you make sure that your neighbors are in good shape that way when times get tough. They're not all coming looking for you. They're all working together as a team. And, you know, I know that some radio show hosts, they'll talk about, well, you know, we need to be the sheepdog as the Patriots and leading the sheeple. And I say, no. We need to make these people stand up on their back legs and be wolves. Independently, a wolf can survive on his own. But yet he can live in a pack, function effectively in a pack to the betterment of the pack. We need to become a pack of wolves so that we can effectively help out the community. But independently, we can stand on our own 2 feet if we need to.
Mike, when some people think of wolves, they think of predators. You're not describing wolves that way.
You know, as a member of the Cherokee Wolf Clan who's had wolves, I've got full-blooded wolves. My entire life I've had wolves, and I raise wolves, and I've done a tremendous amount of research. There's never been a confirmed case where a wild wolf has ever killed a human in the United States, but yet in the early 1800s they were demonized. The propaganda was put out across the country that wolves were killing people, and the government, you know, said citizens were clamoring, wanting to know, what are we going to do? Well, here, $5, we'll pay you $5, kill it, skin it, turn it into the assayer. And then fast forward 15 years, they just took the word wolf out and inserted the word Indian. So the wolf was the fabled enemy, because these Europeans who had been brought up with the myths of Little Red Riding Hood and Peter and the Wolf, they thought these stories were true, when in fact they weren't. The wolves were coming into the cities, predating on dead people at most that had been stacked up like cordwood, because they didn't know what to do with them. So many people died from the plague. Well, the reality is that wolves are not a threat to anybody. They're just out there living their lives and want to be left alone. That's us. We just want to live our lives and be left alone, and to the degree that we can get along with people, I mean, we can. We can work together, but we're not going to be victimized. We're not going to be run over, and we will survive.
Going into a break, and when we come back, we'll continue with Building a Village. Got a preparedness expo, the RK Prepper Show, Kansas City Expo Center. It's going on right now with Matt Stein and Rick Miller. I'll be there tomorrow, and I'll be there Sunday. And I'll be presenting a seminar, and there'll be plenty of seminars. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy, or while still alive? Well, you won't have to, if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow. Miles, you know, I've never done this before, but I'll tell you what we're doing. We are on the air, you know, with Miles from Europe, and Mike Parsons is bidding on a piece of property on the phone.
Wow.
We said we'll be there in, you know, 7 minutes after the hour. I said, no, we're starting bidding now. I said, okay. So I handed Mike the phone, and we're bidding on a farm right now. We'll have no idea how this is going to go. But anyway, so Miles, you know what we would love to do? One of the reasons that Mike Parsons is here is we would love to build this village. And, you know, Joey from Michigan loves this area. He's been down here. There are other instructors who have been to the farm. They love the idea that we're free, as best as can be, as you know, in the United States. There's very little help from the government here. There's very few police. There's, you know, we can pretty much do a lot of things that we want to do, and we really like that. So there are people who want to move here, and so we're looking at the farms around the area, and we just happen to find one that's being auctioned off right this second. I mean the bidding is going on right now, and Mike is on the phone with the auctioneer. So anyway, Miles, we really like the idea of a village, and we're very envious of you because you've pulled this off. But I think you have, because of history, you have an advantage. And that is, you know what? We're all in this together, and we can prove it because we were bombed during World War II, right? And there are people who remember that.
Well, it's not the bombing. It's more the starvation that came during and after World War II. Mm-hmm. And you had to organize food and things of need on a daily basis. So the old folks, they knew, but they're dying out now, and the younger folks, even if we don't like each other, we need to pull together because we are losing farms, we are losing properties to Agenda 21 if we don't. And very soon that will happen to you as well with the new environment encyclical that the Pope has written, and where the U.S. government is taking all steps towards it to increase the speed of implementation of Agenda 21 there, you will see farms and properties being lost to that. So maybe some people with you in the States have to go through hardship in order then to get together. But, you know, look, we here today are offering the most services to the villages and to the cities here in the surrounding. And we pulled that out in 5 years. The first year was a little bit hard, but then everybody got more and more interested in that because everybody benefited out of that. First, we didn't make money on that. We just followed the way on where are the needs, what are the services that are necessary for the people, what are the products, or what are the activities that are wanted here, like not only having a cookout every weekend or having the female baking cake like almost every day and bringing them for free, or I had just brought honey over here yesterday as a sample. So you find the things in your area that are needed, and you start working on that and offering that out to somebody.
Yeah, someone has to start by being nice first. Someone has to do that. Right. And, you know, Joey did that here. Joey showed up at the farm and he brought this gift. And it's a plaque that we have in our kitchen. And he said, you know, I was thinking of you and freedom. And so I bought this at a sale of some kind. And he handed it to me, and I said, would you sign this? So I have his signature on this piece of Americana in the kitchen that reminds me of Joey every day. So Joey started out by, you know, being nice to us. And it's contagious. It really is contagious.
You're paying it forward.
There
this
you
is
go.
The lifestyle you need to live. Pay it forward.
Yep. Miles, thank you so much for being with us. And class, I'll be at the RK Prepper Show on tomorrow and Sunday, KCI Expo Center. Your information is on the website. And the Midwest Homesteaders and Survival Prepper Expo is Saturday and Sunday. So information is on the website. We'd love to see you at the expos. Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, any parting words? You got 10 seconds.
Love many, trust few, learn to paddle your own canoe.
You have a great weekend, guys.
Miles, same to you. Thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.